now, you've got your Kilt in a Twist.
Helpable!
Here's your host, Patricia Fraser.
We had a visitor this week, and it's always nice to have someone come in from out of town because you show them around your city as if you're seeing it for the first time. Everything's familiar, seems new again, and you have fresh eyes. Well, I hope you've brought fresh ears to this program. We have lots of our favorite groups, but we have lots of new music too. Now we're going to start off with Flogging Molly, and this is something new from them. It's from their album Life is Good. This is Reptiles We Woke Up, and if you want to see a nice video of it, visit our Facebook page for Kilt and a Twist.
Nobody's talking, so the graves, they rose up, walked away. What's the point in this futile? Like reptiles, we'll all soon be dust someday, someday. Like all godless children, the young bloods are bleeding to find a way. Let's not mess with their future. Our past revolutions have somehow failed. For once in this life, let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. We woke up. We woke up. Yeah, we woke up. Creators, begrudgers, the haters all disappear. There's no joy in salvation when souls are deflated. So keep the faith. For once in this life, let's just make these wrongs right and then seize the day. When lessons are lessons to be taught, when we learn to say that we woke up.
This is Lexington Field
from San Diego, California.
And you're listening to Kilt and a Twist.
Where do I fall in the ranking of mankind? Somewhere in the middle. I've been working hard tonight, hoping you will notice me. Take a chance and see if this could ever be. All of my life, love has kicked me when I'm down. But when I felt you, I felt I was the only but not the one destined to be our plan. The one colliding you with me, the one that's greater than.
Field. That's from their album Dreamers, and it's Greater Than the Sea. Now, you have something new to look forward to later this hour. Cal Coat will be chatting with Bangers and Mash. Very interesting. Now, here's 10 Strings in a Goatskin and Malaron Lurette.
Quand j'étais chez mon père, malugrand malurette, garçon à marier. Je n'avais rien à faire, malugrand malurette, qu'une femme à chercher, malugrand malurette. J'en trouvais une, maligrand malurette, à la barrière d'un pré, maligrand malurette. Je lui demandais belle, maligrand malurette, veux-tu t'y marier, maligrand malurette. Était jeunette, maligrand malurette, elle s'est mise à pleurer, maligrand malurette. Petit sourcil en maligrand malurette, elle s'est mise à chanter, maligrand malurette. Maligrand malurette, comme la feuille en papier, maligrand malurette. Il a les cheveux jaunes, maligrand malurette, sourcils dorés, maligrand malurette. et le sourcil doré.
In Celtic music, best enjoyed live.
Oh, who am I kidding? I'm gonna kill you anyway.
Check out these Celtic concerts.
Finding common ground between old world tradition and authentic Americana. Ireland's Wee Banjo 3 come to the St. James Hall on October 9th, a rogue folk presentation. Celtic Soundcheck is brought to you by the Celtic Connection newspaper, serving 35,000 Celts bi-monthly. Call 604-434-3747 or log on to celtic-connection.com. And stay connected with us at our websites, worldbeatcanada.com, where you find news, reviews, interviews, and more. And, of course, our Celt in a Twist Facebook page. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and we promise more great Celtic music. I'm Patricia Fraser.
Jack the sailor came on shore as free as it was his fortune. For he had plenty of gold in store last time he sailed the ocean. I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Say, Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Say, Nance, will you marry a sailor? Nance looked up all with a frown. Do you think I'd marry you? No, not I. I will get some man of high renown. Do you think I'd marry a sailor? I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Say, Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Say, Nance, will you marry a sailor? Jack put his hands into his pocket, pulling out two handfuls. Say, Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Say, Nance, will you marry a sailor? I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Say, Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Say, Nance, will you marry a sailor? Nancy looked up all with a smile. The thought of the money in her heart did go. For I've been joking all the while. Be sure I'd marry a sailor. Jack put up a public line. Plenty of gold and silver coin. Leaving poor Nance with a fret and frown. The day she refused her sailor. His fortune, for he had plenty of gold in store last time he sailed the ocean. I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Nance, will you marry a sailor? I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Nance, will you marry a sailor? I'll go up to my true love's door to see if she loves me, yes or no. Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no. Nance, will you marry a sailor?
I'll go up to my true love's door
to see if she loves me, yes or no.
Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no.
Nance, will you marry a sailor?
I'll go up to my true love's door. Nance, will you wed? Say yes or no.
Hopte kadece se jam pita kolje kalste. Četre da hoka vam Filipe kes para nam. Hopte kadece se jam pita kolje kalste.
And Fawn. Before that, The Once and Jack the Sailor. I hope you all enjoyed Talk Like a Pirate Day, which was a recent event. Arr. Of course, yeah, for most of us, talking like a pirate means talking just like the quintessential movie pirate, Robert Newton in Treasure Island. He was the best. Now here's Wolfstone and Quinny Fayrini.
Thank you. Kelt in a Twist gives you an in, an invitation to join us on the internet for inspired, interesting, inclusive conversation on Celtic music, global music, broadcasting, and broader subjects still. It's our blog, and it's ready for your input. Have your say about what we play at www.calcopyrite.com or click the link on our homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. Intrigued?
Utterly deceptive twaddles, Big says I.
You've got your Kilt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser.
From Limerick, that's Goitze, and Slip Carefully. Now we have some brand new music for you right now. Ian Thompson and Mark Duff have an album out called No Borders. This is the first time we're playing it. Here's The Winter Winds Blow.
Another step, another yard, another stop, the ground so hard. Track the wire, keep the line, come on lads, you're doing fine. Tie the ends, pull the rope, shield your hands against the cold. The winter winds blow. So many thoughts run through my head each day. Sometimes the worries, sometimes all the bills to pay. See the stark September sky, gannets flying boldly die, and how the sea it comes alive, the pleasures it can bring. And Another step, another yard, another stop, the ground so hard. Drag the wire, keep the line. Come on, lads, you're doing fine. Tie the ends, pull the rope, shield your hands against the cold. The winter winds blow. Old memories, good and bad, run through my mind. Sometimes you need to leave them all behind. See the sails and rocks they lie, calmly watch the world go by. And how the light it slowly dies, the darkness creeping in. Another step, another yard, another stomp, the ground so hard. Drag the wire, keep the light. Come on, lads, you're doing fine. Tie the end, pull the rope, shield your hands against the cold. The winter winds blow. And wiry arms to pull and strain, to conquer steep and harsh terrain. See the dark clouds to the west, another storm, another test, to take the path that feels the best and all that it can bring. Another step, another yard, another stop, the ground so hard. Drag the wire, keep the line. Come on, lads, you're doing fine. Tie the ends, pull the rope, shield your hands against the cold. The winter winds blow. Another step, another yard, another stop, the ground so hard. Drag the wire, keep the line. Come on, lads, you're doing fine. Tie the ends, pull the rope, shield your hands against the cold. The winter winds blow.
Now, I know you're not going to go anywhere because Cal Coat is going to be chatting with Bangers and Mash. You're listening to Celt in a Twist, and I'm Patricia Fraser.
Bangers and Mash bring old-world comfort food to the Celtically insane in the new world. They're the band in the corner that win you over with full tilt covers and originals on their latest album, Quicksand Cafe. Bass player Seth Lesselbaum joins Celt in a Twist. Congratulations on Quicksand Cafe, Seth.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You jumped to number one on our top 10 chart this month.
That is so awesome. Anita sent me that. I just couldn't believe it. So it's great. Thank you.
So home base is Suffolk County on Long Island, the most eastern place in America. On a clear day, you can probably see Ireland from there.
Probably closer than we are to New York, actually, to the city. So,
Is it a good place to start a Celtic rock band?
Not normally.
No.
We always like to tell people we're the best Celtic rock band on Long Island. We're also the only Celtic rock band on Long Island.
Is that right? What's your personal connection to this music, Seth?
Well, short story is, I was always into folk music. In 68, a woman I was dating at the time took me to Carnegie Hall to see the Clancy Brothers.
Okay.
And I fell in love with folk music. It was just Irish folk music instead of American folk music.
Yeah.
And as the years went by, I discovered Fairport Convention, and that led me down the Celtic rock path. As time went by, I listened to more and more Celtic rock groups, and in 97 or so, I was living in Boston, and we formed a Celtic rock band in Boston, which really almost started out as a Fairport tribute band. We even named it hiring fair after Fairport Convention song.
Very good.
But swiftly went into originals and everything, and when that band broke up and I moved back to Long Island, I started playing folk music again, and it quickly evolved into Bangers and Mash.
You said that when you started Bangers and Mash, you wanted to go in a different direction from other Celt rock bands. Can you expand on that a little bit for me?
A lot of the bands we hear either fall into the punk category,
right,
or they fall into more folky.
Yeah.
We sort of wanted to, you know, I always say we try to weave a path between the Sawdusters and the Pogues, but beyond that, because our guitar player came out of a southern rock band, and I like outlaw country when I'm not listening to Celtic rock.
Yeah,
it sort of evolved into more of a, we call it AmeriCelt now. It's a little different, and when we play festivals with some of the other bands who I know, we just don't sound like them. It's like we have a different edge, and maybe it's because we have a lead guitar player, you know, an aggressive lead guitar sound. That changes it, but it's a different sound. It's just a little different than everybody else.
I get you. There's a nice balance of standards and originals on Quicksand Cafe. Is that sort of indicative of your live performances, how you'd set up a live performance?
Our live performances now have come down to about 50% original and 50% standards. A lot of the originals, some of them we've been doing for a while, so when we're playing, they're almost not originals anymore. You know, like people know them and they sing along with them. So as we keep adding, the original percentage goes up. It used to be about a third, now it's about 50%. But we still mix in a lot of the standards.
You've got your Celt in a Twist, and we've got Seth Lesselbaum from Bangers and Mash on the line. You can buy the album Quicksand Cafe and watch their videos at the homepage, bangersandmashband.com. That's all one word. Keep in touch and find out when they're coming to your corner of the world at facebook.com/bangersandmashband. Can you give a shout-out to the other Bangers and Mashers, Seth?
Okay. So Liam Hudak is our lead singer and front person and plays spoons. Carol Lesselbaum plays Bolon, and she's the second singer. Chad Hurst is the guitar player. He plays electric guitar. I play bass. Seth Gowen, we are the only Irish band with two Jewish Seths. I know that's weird, but... he plays drums, and our lead pieces vary. My friend Matt Glover, who we fly down from Newfoundland when we're out on the road, a lot of times he'll join us, like if we play Florida or something, we'll fly him down from Newfoundland and he'll play with us. He plays mandolin, and we have Ethan Dubois, he's from Astoria, and he plays fiddle, and Eamon O'Rourke, who's out in Suffolk County by us, who also plays fiddle with us. So it varies by the gig. So
are you and Carol an item or brother and sister?
No, husband and wife. She was never into Irish music until she met me. She got sucked into it gradually.
Yeah, that's what it does to you.
Exactly.
Hey, Seth, I want to thank you for this. What's your touring plans like over the next little while? Where do you go? Where do you tour? Where do you play?
This month we're playing a lot of places on Long Island. It's the halfway to St. Patrick's Day round of gigs. And last week we played three gigs, one in Patrog, one in Islip, one in Sound Beach. This weekend we're playing a regular gig of ours, believe it or not, a German restaurant called the Village Lantern that we play once a month. And then Sunday we're doing the Irish Arts Center in Mineola on Long Island. And then Sunday night we're doing our regular, we run a monthly Irish session.
Sweet.
And we do that at a bar called Fulton's Gate. And then the weekend after that we're at the Greenport Brewery. Then we really start traveling again in January, which we go to Florida in January for 10 days, and we go back there in March. We're going to be at the Port St. Lucie Irish Fest, and then we have gigs. We're looking to play all over, so actually we're planning this year to be going a lot more on the road in a lot of different areas. Coming to Vancouver is not a stretch. If we can work it out, we'll come.
Okay, we'll try and make that happen, Seth. I want to thank you for this, and please pass along my best wishes to the rest of the band. We'll keep spinning Quicksand Cafe, and speaking of which, I want to bring this home with the title track. Is it a real place, and can you set up the song for us?
Sure. A Quicksand Cafe is anybody's local, where you go to and you sit down and you go, I'm only going to have one, right? And you never get out the door. And we wrote it at the time where I was looking for the way I described it to my writing partner at the time was a Covey, waltzy jig type song, type words that I could put a tune to and we could go from there, which is the way it turned out. But the video was done in a great pub in East Setauket. It's where you stagger into and never leave.
Been there, done that.
There are other pubs that could fall under that description for us, even the one we do the session at, Fulton's Gate. I mean, you get there and you just don't get out the door. So.
Geez, things are going downhill here. Fast.
We come to this place to remember. We come here sometimes to forget. We laugh and we spend, raise pints with our friends and the friends that we haven't yet met. Come in. He may never set sail, but he'll pray that he can with a song and a bottle of gin. The doorman's a real decent fellow, though his ex-wife, she calls him a louse. He lives here at the bar, has a wife, got both cars, and a dog, and a kid's in the house. We come to this place to remember. We come here sometimes to forget. We're allowed to spend great points with our friends and a friend that we haven't yet met. Blonde bombshell is now pushing 40, with hair back from 1983. After a few dozen beer, not seen clear, she looks like Angelina Jolie. There's a table of kids in the corner with 12 bucks in fanfic IDs. No Stoli or Dewar, just a pitcher of Coors and a lemon cold box if you please. We come to this place to remember. We come here sometimes to forget. We laugh and we spend. Great points with our friends and the friends that we haven't yet met. There's an actual name for this tavern, but we call it the Quicksand Cafe. The reason is clear, from your first visit here, once you're in, you can't get away. We come to this place to remember. We come here sometimes to forget. We love to spend great times with our friends and the friends that we haven't yet met. We come to this place to remember. We come here sometimes to forget. We love to spend great times with our friends and the friends that we haven't yet met. And the friends that we haven't yet met. And the friends that we haven't yet met. We'll be right back.
I keep it in my head, this picture of us. If there's forgiveness for liars and thieves, I pray on my last breath, she's thinking of me. Your crown, will you remember me when I'm not around?
Lots of storms lately, haven't there? But Mudmen have the most melodic, to be sure. That is The Storm. You're listening to Celt in a Twist. We promise more Celtic. I'm Patricia Fraser.
An island of tranquility to soothe your soul and ease your troubled mind. Celt in a Twist presents A Pearl of Wisdom and a pause for reflection.
Relax, smell your roses, and then you'll be ready for a good probing.
This is your Cosmic Celtic play of the day.
Our Cosmic Celtic play for today is Crooked Jack by Christina and Quinn Bichond. But first, this thought to ponder from Alfred Nobel. Lawyers have to make a living, and can only do so by inducing people to believe that a straight line is crooked.
Come Irish men, both young and stern, with adventure in your soul. There are better ways to spend your days than working down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. I cursed the day he went away to work on that hydro dam. For sweat and tears and hopes and fears bound up in shuddering jams. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. Thank you. But the reason simply was because he could work hard hours and long. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. But believe me, child, it's for sweat and blood that they want you down a hole. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back by a name he's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack. He was tall and true, all of 6'2", but they broke him across the back. He's known, but it's not his own. They call him Crooked Jack.
Another debut, that was The Breath from their new album, Let the Cards Fall and All That You Have Been. Thanks so much for joining us today on Celt in a Twist. Thanks to Seth Lesselbaum from Bangers and Mash for chatting with us. Celt in a Twist is produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcopirate Communications. Our producer is Cal Cote. We are going to go out on Dancing on the Moon by Blazing Fiddles. Till next time, I'm Patricia Fraser.
Communications.